So it's really a matter, you figure the job market out, you figure out what is the most prevalent needs in the job market, and you're trying to design and tailor your programs to those specific needs. It goes into job development, and job development is an area in which I work in. People generally confuse job placement with job development. Job development has to do with creating a job, really, rather than placing a person in a job, just like a warm body for a slot. But in job development, you create a slot where there perhaps might not have been an existing position. And this is usually done by taking an individual who might have, say, limited needs, limited expertise in a certain area. And an employee says, well, I don't particularly want that type of person. I need a person with 3 years' experience. I need someone who has greater proficiency at doing certain things. And you say, well, no, you really don't need that person that you're talking about, because then this person can do this and that. And so this is really job development, more or less than just job placement. Of course, nowadays, there's not much need for job development or any other type of placement programs, even though there's a need to place persons. There are many people out of work. You know, unemployment is as great as, perhaps suffering the greatest unemployment percentage factor, I guess, since the Depression. And this is what you call an employer's market. You know, we're concerned now about the fact that maybe you have a lot of people that are in the job market now that came from the baby boom after the war.
Yeah.
Well, this is, people want to, it's really difficult, it's not difficult in talking to manpower people about what problems this has created. We have right now more professional career-oriented individuals in the society so far as their academic achievements are concerned. But what's really happening is that there's an influx of degree holders that are in the job market now that they can't find a job.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's happening is that employers are up in the requirements, educational requirements, when they particularly don't need them in order for an individual to do a job for them. Well, the pressure that this is really creating is that the high school graduates or those individuals who would maybe figure into certain areas are not getting those jobs. So we're creating a vacuum that's there, that concern is that perhaps in maybe 4 or 5 years right now is a concern about, say, PhDs. You have many graduate students that are out, can't find a job, driving taxis and so forth. The concern here again is that we don't have a society of great thinkers and no doers. And this is what we're coming up with, that because people, after, say, achieving a certain level academically, they feel like if society owes them a soft spot so far as their vocation or their labor is concerned, and this is not going to be a fact. Even though it should not, people should not be discouraged from getting a high education, but they should be encouraged at a junior and senior high school level to engage in some sort of vocational training, and they can use their hands, whatever they're going to use. But for instance, if a PhD who knew how to build a house